It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
An Alex Show. Oh my God, is today a special day to get married? It's 12-12-18.
Probably would be, and because it's a Wednesday, it'd be cheap.
Oh, you know what? Now you're talking my marriage language right there. It is the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now, and you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Also, save our number in your phone. I mean, unless you can memorize things, why don't you just type it up real quick? It's 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. And also, everything that happens on the show, we put it up on one place, joeandalexshow.com. Sitting to my left, sipping on a cranberry juice and making sure she's moisturized as can be. Alex, good morning.
Good morning. Did you make it through our work Christmas party last night? Because you texted us at like 2 in the afternoon. You were like, I'm already blitzed.
I was. I went to my wife's company, same day, company Christmas party, and I barely made it through. But I did. I did. How about you? Did you have fun last night at the party?
It was the best food that we have had in a while. We had like a traditional Southern restaurant cater, and oh my gosh, that was my jam. So I was happy.
It's so funny. Alex is like, I like fried chicken.
Oh my gosh, I love fried chicken. Yeah, they had fried chicken and I don't know what you call those, just like red potatoes.
Oh, the potatoes were on point. They were delicious.
The green beans, rolls. Rolls are the most important part for me of any type of holiday dinner. So yeah, it was pretty good. To my left is Mr. Producer Porkchop.
Good morning.
What up, my man?
What up? Yeah. So yesterday at the Christmas party, our boss won tickets to the football game this coming weekend.
Really?
And you have a problem with that or what?
Yeah, I do have a problem with
that. Wait, why is that bad?
Because she's our boss and, you know, she...
Oh, you think she can just afford her own tickets?
Yeah, you know, maybe the more... Less
we should take from our boss
fortunate.
And give to you.
Yeah, to the less fortunate like me.
Okay, Robin Hood style. I get that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you didn't get football tickets.
I know.
Maybe another week.
Maybe.
All right.
Yeah, the food was good. I loved it. I actually had 2 platefuls, if you saw that.
I didn't want to go into that, but I felt like I could see Alex side-eyeing you as you were eating food last night.
I think you can out-eat Joe. You might be the only person.
We've discussed this.
I definitely think he can. And I want to talk more about, because I don't think that was embarrassing, but Porkchop did kind of embarrass the show last night.
What?
At our Christmas party. I want to talk about that later. I'm surprised you don't know what you did.
No.
Yeah, we'll talk about that more coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show this morning. But, well, we're glad. Are you hungry or are you full?
I mean, I'm still full from last night. I mean, but I hadn't eaten in 26 hours.
Oh, I'm already hungry again because I eat every 3 hours. I have a very fast metabolism.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm full. I had my coffee. I'm good.
All right, cool. Well, yes, yesterday was a Christmas party bonanza for me. My wife, her party was yesterday, and it was fun, but it was from 12 to 4. They're smart, but I'll tell you what. People at her company, they like to drink. Because, boy.
Well, that's fun.
It was fun, though, Alex. It was a great party. And but I just, same thing yesterday. I wasn't trying to starve myself, but I didn't have much to eat. And I didn't even eat that much at their company party because I hate getting food on myself. So I avoid. I just eat in private. And, man, I had like 4 gin and tonics within like an hour and a half or so. And I was like, I ended up doing an Instagram story. I just quit talking because I'm like, I don't want to say something stupid. It's just in my head, I felt like I was just gone.
Yeah. Well, then you probably were.
And I told you guys, I'm like, guys, help get me out of here.
I thought you did a good job.
I did too. I thought I held it in there pretty well. So yeah. We'll talk about all that cool stuff coming up this morning. Also today, we're going to be hooking you up with the 12 Dots of Christmas. We'll do that at 8, 7 Central, get you an Amazon Echo Dot. I'm glad that Pork Chop is in such a good mood today because, Alex, I don't think he will be when we do Joe's Journey.
Oh, no.
And we do the Box of Shame.
That's right. Producer Pork Chop did not follow through on working out 4 times this week, so...
I know. I had a rough week.
He's going to be punished now.
Oh, man.
Poor boy.
I mean, I had the car accident, you know?
Yeah,
you don't
I know. Feel sorry for me?
No, it's cool.
Excuses.
Had our big concert on Sunday.
Wow, you're not letting it go this morning, are you? You're just going to keep it going. Okay, pork chop. Well, that comes up around 7:50, 6:50 Central.
Coming up next, one of TV's most beloved people is quitting. Google released the results for their most searched people of the year, and this rapper's bizarre clothing collab sold out in minutes.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Kathy Lee Gifford's run at the Today Show is ending. The president of NBC News announced that she's made the decision to no longer co-host the 10 a.m. hour of the program with Hoda. She'll stay on until her 11th anniversary of the show, which is on April 7th. His memo to the staff said, as we all know, Kathy Lee's plate has been overflowing lately with film, music, and book projects. And after giving us 11 extraordinary years, she's decided to focus her attention full-time on those other creative endeavors. Kathy Lee Gifford says that her co-host Hoda is the reason that she stayed so long.
It's an exciting time for me, and I'm thrilled about all the projects that are coming up, but it's also hard because the reason I stayed longer than a year is because I love everybody here so much there, and nobody more so than my Hoda. It's going to happen the same way it did with Regis. You know, when I left Regis, it was hard, but I'm closer to him now than we were after 15 years together. So I love you, Hoda Mama. You know, you're just so special, Hoda. Thank you.
And here's Hoda getting emotional talking about Kathy Lee.
The minute you stepped into my life with both feet, like everything changed. Like I thought about it. I knew today was happening, but anyway, I was scribbling in my journal about you, and I was like,
but I just want to leave it there, Jared. It's going to be that kind of day.
I was so devastated watching this yesterday. I was crying in the nail salon watching the video of them announcing this. I cannot even put it into words how much I love those two together. And I especially love Kathy Lee and have since I was a little girl watching her on Regis and Kelly.
So does this mean like wine prices are going to go up or wine prices are going to go down? What's going to happen?
I don't know. Probably is all women are going to be so sad she's leaving that they'll go up, I feel like, because everyone's going to need wine. But I mean, she just means everything to me. She just is morning television. She's just so good. And she brings just the light of Jesus with her everywhere she goes too. She's a Christian. She's vocal about it on the show. I just absolutely love her. Demi Lovato was Google's most searched for person in the U.S. during 2018, edging out Meghan Markle, Brett Kavanaugh, Logan Paul, and other big names of the year. The pop star made headlines when she relapsed with a drug overdose and entered rehab to get sober again. According to the tech giant's year in search data released yesterday, musicians fared pretty good overall on the list. Eminem ranked 6th, while Ariana Grande, Rick Ross, and Cardi B came in 8th, 9th, and 10th. Meanwhile, for song searches, Queen's rock classic Bohemian Rhapsody topped the list, boosted by the new Freddie Mercury, movie of the same name. Mm-hmm. And then Childish Gambino's chart-topping political bop This Is America and Pink Frog's Baby Shark followed respectively. So lots of interesting search data there on Google.
Seems like a lot of the people that made those top things had near-death experiences.
Oh, yeah. And shoes from Post Malone's collaboration with Crocs sold out within minutes. The demand has led to resellers putting the shoes up for grabs on eBay. They're selling for over $850 for Crocs.
They look awesome. I thought it was a joke when I saw them, but they're real.
Well, if you missed out the first time around, they're going to get another chance today when the second batch of Crocs goes on sale so you can get your Post Malone's
Crocs. All
right,
did you already buy my present?
No.
Okay, Post Malone Crockies.
And a series about Selena. That is not Selena Gomez. The OG Selena is coming to Netflix. The streaming service is teaming with the family, with her family, to tell the life story called Selena the Series. It's being described as a coming-of-age story, and a premiere date has not yet been determined, so that's exciting.
Cool.
I actually met the director and producer of the Selena movie.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love the movie. I watch it anytime it's on VH1.
I was living in San Diego, and they did like a drive-in movie theater-like thing, and they had him there, and he was talking about making the movie, and it was actually really cool.
You know, that's a murder I could do for Murder Monday.
Dude.
Should I?
Yeah.
I haven't done the story of
Wait,
Selena.
She was murdered?
Yeah.
What? Are you kidding me?
You don't know
I
this?
I didn't know that. No. I just knew she died young. I didn't know she was murdered.
Oh, it's a crazy
She's
story.
Murdered. Maybe
Let's
I should
not
do
ruin
that.
It. Yeah,
Maybe
do
I
it.
Maybe I should do that for Murder Monday. All right, well, there's that to look forward to. Coming up in less than an hour, Americans were polled on what they think of the Kevin Hart scandal, and I have the results.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Live the web, girl. Let me tell you this. There's just some things she doesn't get. What are they? Well, she'll share one of them next. It has to do with your credit cards and that whole credit score thing. Give us about 6 minutes and we'll do I Don't Get It with Liv the Web Girl.
Oh, Liv the Web Girl, there's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Dumber than Joe. Okay, we get it.
Liv, what is a credit score?
So I know that there's bad ones and good ones, and there's numbers involved. Now, I'm unsure if it's kind of like scoring like basketball. Like if you make something or like hit a bowl or hit a goal, then you get like 2 points there, 3 points here. Also, I have no idea how to look it up. I don't know what causes your credit score. I'm guessing it has something to do with age. Like the older you get, like the score is affected. If I could guess, I'm going to guess the highest credit score you can have is probably like 100 and the lowest you can have is probably 1. I don't know which one is better though. Is there a Facebook group you can join to like see your credit score? Like I just don't know how like you obtain this like magical number. I just don't get it.
And that's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. It is the Joe and Alex Show on radio now, and it is time for Joe's Need to Know News. Time Magazine, they named their person of the year. They went with the Guardians, a.k.a. the journalists who are fighting the war on truth and standing up to their governments that are trying to delegitimize them. Well, I can't even say the word delegitimize, but I'm assuming that's mainly like Time going after President Trump, but also I feel terrible.
They're talking about a lot of other countries.
Well, that too, but like what's the journalist that was just killed in Saudi Arabia?
I know who you're talking about.
And he was one of the same thing too. Yeah, so could you imagine, like, we Alex work in radio, we're in a pretty safe, comfortable spot, we can say something, people can get mad, maybe our boss might get us in trouble, but some of these journalists out there and the things they say, you get locked up. I'm too soft for prison.
It is always a good day to be an American.
Let's see here. Where else are we going with our Need to Know News today? Okay, one of my favorite places, you'll find them in the Midwest, and I'm from Michigan, so this is where they actually created them, and they've gone everywhere in the Midwest now. But a Midwest restaurant chain called Hopcat has decided to change the name of one of its most popular items after receiving complaints from some customers. So I'm wondering who complained, because I've never heard anybody complain, but have you guys ever been to a Hopcat?
Yes.
Okay. Have you been to a Hopcat pork chop?
I have not.
Okay. Well, I don't know. You should still go and check it out, even though I don't agree with this. They're changing their popular item. It's called crack fries. The fries are so good. They're like, oh man, this is like crack. It's a saying, not literal drugs. But now, because of complaints, they are changing their name of the crack fries. They'll announce it in January when they come out. The company said, the crack epidemic and the lasting impact of those affected is not funny and never was. Hopcat didn't reveal what the name will be, like I said, until they print out the new menu.
You know what? This stuff is so stupid. You don't bend because one person files a complaint. If we did that, we wouldn't be on the air, let me tell you, because somebody complains about something every other day. And if we had management like this that immediately was just like, well, we should probably just change it now that one person was upset. I mean, have you seen the Baby It's Cold Outside statistics? So the sales for that song, after everybody's been outraged and all these radio stations have been pulling the song, have skyrocketed. It is now the number one best-selling Christmas song this season because nobody cares.
I hate that survey.
They just pulled all of all different Americans, different races, different backgrounds, different ages and everything. And it was 80% are sick of PC culture.
You know, though, you know that radio stations do that for attention and ratings. If we were a Christmas station, like if we played all Christmas music, I would behind the scenes be like, hey, guys, let's not play that song anymore and say that our listeners said it. You know why?
Because it would get attention. That is part of why they're doing it. But then I think there are also radio companies that get freaked out by one little letter of a complaint, any whiff, because they are so scared of the mob that is running rampant in America today. And if you don't stand up, then they're just going to take over. That's absolutely what they're doing. That's their main goal.
Got you triggered this morning over some crack fries.
I'm speaking the truth.
Someone in Wisconsin shot cell phone video, and this is funny/ I feel so bad for this kid. He was running. He was on his way home from school, and he's kind of in like the bike lane. This turkey out of nowhere, a turkey apparently survived Thanksgiving, is chasing this kid down.
Scary.
I mean, like, Alex, this kid is like, and the turkey's like, I won't get you.
His little gullet just like wobbling while he's running.
Yes, and thankfully, a good Samaritan saw it and was able to, as soon as the kid passed, like, cut over, and like, the turkey's like, okay, we got beef, and the turkey then took it out on the vehicle. But,
oh, man.
But the video's kind of funny to see a little guy run around. And our final story today for Joe's Need to Know News, well, a massive pothole recently opened up in the middle of a street in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and people in the neighborhood, listen, they did what they were supposed to do. They actually reported it. But they were taking forever to fix it. The city just was not doing anything. And the hole is actually getting bigger every day. So last week, someone decided to force the city's hand. What did they do? Well, they put a Christmas tree in the big hole. A woman named Marietta was digging around for her decorations, her Christmas in the attic. And she actually found a small artificial tree she'd forgotten about. She's like, oh, you know what? I know where this could go. She thought it'd be kind of funny to put it in the pothole.
Genius.
Yeah, so she actually did. She got some help and she did that. She said, you know what? I just want people to avoid the hole when they drive by it, and hopefully, you know, it'll get the city to do something. Well, it actually worked. You can see the picture and video online at joeandalexshow.com, but here's a little of her talking about it, and then a neighbor that doesn't think it's funny.
I was upstairs in the attic, and I was looking for some more Christmas decorations, and I came upon the tree. And I thought that looked nice in the hole. It can cause so many problems with these holes, and that's just not a pothole. That is sinkage. Yes, and it's starting to spider web. We took something ugly, and we made it prettier.
Now here's the upset neighbor.
A lot of comedians in the area that like to put trees in there. I think it's funny too. Christmas spirit.
No, it's not funny. It's sad.
Oh my God.
Meh. It's not funny. It's sad, and I'm crying, and
well,
I don't know
if
why.
They're not going to fix the pothole, you might as well do something with it.
Why don't we go get that turkey?
Honestly, I'd rather have a tree in there because then you can avoid it easier so you don't hit it with your car.
Send it after that guy. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check out all these stories that I talked about online at joeandalexshow.com.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
You guys ever quit a job?
Yes.
How'd you quit it?
Normal. Put in my 2 weeks notice. I didn't get to do anything cool.
Did you want to do something, or like, did you have to hold back?
Oh, of course.
What would you have done if you could have done anything?
I mean, I guess I would. I did something a little bit cool. They threatened to sue me if I left, and I said, cool, I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah, before you came here.
Yeah, before I came here for this job. So I almost got sued, but, actually, they did try to do it. But our company here was awesome and helped fend that off with our lawyers. But it was a big mess. So, I mean, but I didn't say, like, you know, I didn't cuss anybody out or anything like that.
What about you, Porkchop? I feel like working in the restaurant industry, you've probably cussed a few people out.
No. I mean, I've had a lot of jobs, and I guess my most epic quit was when I quit McDonald's.
How'd you quit?
Well, I'd worked there for 5 years, and my general manager, she wrote the schedule and said I was on from 10 to 6.
Uh-huh.
But on the schedule, she wrote 11, but she told me I could come in at 10. So I showed up to work at 10, and the manager that was there was like, you don't come in till 11. And I was like, well, GM said I come in at 10. She's like, well, it says 11. I was like, I was a kid. I was like, I didn't just walk all this way. Like, I need these hours. So I was like, you know what? Like, why are you doing this to me? I'm a good employee. I took my shirt off, my hat, I threw it, and I left. And then, yeah, my GM called me back, like, please come back, and I didn't.
That's
and you know what?
Epic.
The fries were never the same after that.
That's right.
Countless people were getting sad meals instead of happy meals. I quit one of the greatest jobs, but I got hired back like 2 or 3 times. But I remember quitting in front of employees. Not my proudest moment. I worked at Howell Soft Cloth Car Wash. It was a car wash, gas station, and we also detailed cars. And I don't even know why I quit. I forget, like, looking back, I don't remember the exact reason what happened. But it was like, I was like, I quit, and whatever, Tina. Because my boss's name was Tina. She was really nice. I feel bad. I'm sorry, Tina, that I put you through that crap. Okay, none of us are as bad as what this 17-year-old kid in Canada did. Listen to him getting on the intercom at the Walmart and quitting. And by the way, after you hear this, let us know what you think about how this kid quit. Do you think it's okay? Do you think it's funny? Do you think he's just a big dummy? 833-JOE-ALEX.
Associates and management, I would like to say to all of you today that nobody should work here, ever. Our managers will make promises and never keep them. And not only that, they will preach to us about how they care about their employees. But about a month ago, my boss, assistant manager Cora, called me a waste of time and management did nothing to help. I've been a loyal employee here for over a year and a half. And I'm sick of all the bogus write-ups and my job. Management, this job. Walmart.
Okay.
Oh my
and
god,
it
I
sounds
love it.
Like people are cheering like, woo!
I love it. Oh, I got chills.
You love it?
Yeah, I got chills.
Are you kidding me? This kid, typical like millennial generation Z. Like, I mean, there's two sides to every story.
He hated his job, and he got to say what all of us have wanted to say at some point.
He hates his job. Are you kidding? Do you know how many people out there are like poor and begging for a job? This kid had a job.
Hey, well, now there's an opening.
Yeah, I was
going
to say there is one there, though. I mean, don't get me wrong. There is a good feeling, whether it's definitely immature to do it the way that he did. Like, if I was a future employer, I'd be like, oh, you're the Walmart intercom kid? No way. You're not getting a job here. I would never hire him, because then it's like, what are they going to do next in public? But I think we've all been there. You haven't wanted to say something at this job or another job? I know I have. I certainly have wanted to say something if I was mad at management or something.
That's not right. I don't know. Right. I'm a hard worker.
Good morning.
I work hard.
No, I think Porkchop's just a pushover. He should have a little bit more tenacity.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Bridget.
Hey, Bridget, did you do something like this?
I actually did. I did it at Kroger.
All right, don't swear, but tell us like how it went down. What'd you do?
Yeah, well, I didn't cuss over the intercom. I don't think that that would be a very good idea, but definitely let them know. It was just like a fun way to go because I was just fed up with everything that was going on. So,
well, how'd you do it? What was the fun way you let them know you're quitting?
I went over the intercom.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't. Okay, you did it too. All right.
Yeah.
What did they think about that? Because I feel like they'd hold your last paycheck if you did that.
Oh, they were not happy. No, but thankfully it's like a union job, so they can't actually do that.
Oh, okay.
Are there
like special intercom codes? Because I've always wanted to go to stores and like get on the intercoms.
No, you just hit a call button and it goes over the whole
thing.
No way.
Oh, I thought it was way more complicated. All right. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539.
Is that illegal? Like, are there any legal issues there?
No.
Like, going over you could just do it and not get in trouble? What's the trouble? There's got to be some
no
sort
trouble.
Of trouble.
There's no trouble.
Why? Really?
Unless you incite public, like, panic. Like, if they got on the intercom and said, you know, there's a tornado coming
or something like that. Yeah.
Or, like, active shooter or something like that. That's when you get in trouble. But, like, being like, I quit my job, it's frowned upon because it makes them look bad. But
so if I went to Walmart and just picked up the phone and said something on it, I would not get in any trouble.
They might ban you
from
the store.
Yeah, they'd ban you. They'd probably ban you.
And that's the worst?
Yeah.
Why, do you want to try this today after the show? See how many places we get
you
banned from?
I would never do it because I just don't do things that are wrong.
Well, you're a coward. Like, you're a
chicken. I'm not a coward. I just don't do things that are wrong. I follow the rules.
Alex would probably do it, and she doesn't do a lot. Porkchop
is a little bit, gets on my nerves so much of a rule follower, but to be honest, it's really good for this show because none of us really are rule followers. So we have to have one person that is, or else we would be so screwed because we would have done, you know, we would have done so much that would have gotten us kicked off the air by now.
So Porkchop, eventually, because it will happen, between me giving you a lot of work to do or Alex just agitating you, how are you going to quit the show? You want to practice?
He's going to be nice. He's going to give us a 2 weeks notice, like a resignation letter. He's going to say, thank you so much.
And then you'll probably ask me, please do 4 weeks, and I'll probably say, okay.
Yep.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. And call it anytime, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Last night was our Christmas party, and I'll tell you what, I thought it wasn't going to be that big of a deal, but there were some interesting moments that went down last night. First of all, Porkchop.
Yes.
Do you care to apologize now or later for what you did to embarrass the morning show?
I don't know what I did to embarrass the morning show. I mean, I know I had a good amount of drinks, but I'm very responsible when I drink. Like, I used to be a bartender. I know how much I could drink without being over a crazy limit.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily that you were drunk, but...
Oh, the thing when I got two plates of food? I was hungry. I haven't eaten in 26 hours.
Actually, I wasn't even going to get to the food thing, but we will bring that up in just one second.
The cake?
No, not the cake. Nothing to do with food. No, our boss is a thing every Christmas party, and it was actually after our big Santa Slam concert that we had. And he's like, hey, who's got the best story of things that happened or that went down? And usually, like, the best story wins some money, okay? So it's like, if you got a good story, some drama that happened, and some of our coworkers were talking about how Bozzy got stuck in an elevator, another one was talking about, like, all these things with Migos and all these different things. I'm not getting into too many details about what actually happened behind the scenes to make that concert work, but then who raises their hand? He's like, I'm going to go up there and win the money. It's Porkchop. Porkchop goes up in front of our entire company and tells them a story, which might be, would you say, Alex, the lamest story ever?
No, I mean, it was fine. It wasn't, he wanted the crazy story. I don't think it was crazy. I would say it was more sweet and cute.
It was lame.
It was not
no,
lame.
No, it was cool.
It was a cool story, but it wasn't like, you know, the winner, okay?
Well, okay, here's my thing. When he first asked, nobody said anything. So I was like, wait a minute, what if I'm the only one to go? I'll win the money. And yeah, my story was interesting.
No, it wasn't.
I had one of our artists in my personal vehicle. That's cool. Do you realize I could have, have you seen the meme that's like, I'm in the car with my friend and going 120 miles an hour and he looks over to me and says, do you ever question life? Like, what if I did that to Bryce Vine? So, like, come on, my story was
if
great.
If you would have done that, yeah, that would have been a good story.
Essentially, Porkchop was just like, you know, I had to drive around Bryce Vine in my car, and I had it on the radio station, and when we were in there, he heard a commercial that mentioned him, and so he turned it up in my car, and it was cool because he heard himself on the radio. And that
yeah,
was his story.
So he's promoting radio now, and he loved it.
And, right, and everybody, like, is packed inside this place where we're having our Christmas party.
It was cute. No. It wasn't crazy drama. They were wanting, you know, this person punched me in the face, and then I almost got arrested. That's what the story they were.
We
looking
wanted to be like,
for.
Oh no, no way! And he's so, like,
yeah, that was
I
cool.
I was an Uber driver.
I told all my friends that I got to drive Bryce Vine, and they thought it was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean,
have you ever personally driven an artist?
Yes, Philip Phillips.
Really?
Yep.
That's kind of cool.
Wow.
Yep, so I did
that. Did you take him home?
No, I took him to a children's hospital because he was performing for cancer kids, Porkchop.
Once again, something's awkward with him. See what I'm saying? He does this all the time.
Our socially awkward stud.
Now,
I like that name. That's cool.
Was I the only one that won an actual raffle item last night at our company Christmas party on the show?
Oh, because your wife is good at trivia?
That's a whole other thing. You guys are so butthurt. It looks so bad on you, and I hate people that are jealous. No, what happened last night, the thing that was awkward is I was helping MC and like give out the raffle and the prizes.
And his table kept winning somehow, some way. I wonder how that happened.
Because they're good people, Alex.
Uh-huh,
they're
yeah,
good people. You're
that
just,
happened to be sitting with you.
You're just mad that you didn't win. And you could have sat with me. You didn't sit with me.
What do you mean I couldn't? I could have sat with you. There was not enough room. Everybody, by the time we got there, there were, you know, some people at each table, so there was a limited amount of seats. And you and Lindsay were the spillover, so you had to sit. You had to sit. You were the last ones in.
She called you a spillover.
Well, it's okay. Hey, you can call me what you want.
There weren't enough seats at one table.
Because guess what? The table I was at, I ended up having the winning ticket, and I ended up, here's what's awkward though, I won a gift card from Studio 2000, I think the place is called, and I get to go now get waxed. So that's cool. I got a beauty supply, like a beauty thing, so that's cool. I think I'll give it to my wife for Christmas. She'll love that. And the other thing is, Alex and you kind of butthurt and Lee mentioned, we had a little competition. It was trivia questions, kind of Christmas related. And our table where my wife was at, we answered the 15 or so questions in like a minute, minute and a half.
Your wife was on Jeopardy.
Yeah, my wife was on Jeopardy because she's smart.
Yeah.
And you guys, you guys wish we were cheating. There's no way we could even Google that.
You were
that
cheating
quickly
by using your wife.
Well, true. That is an unfair advantage. We won though, guys. So we get to brag in front of everybody. And I got an extra day off next year.
You're
not going to use it.
Oh, yes, I will. I use all my vacation days.
I don't think you do.
Oh, trust me. I carry them over as much as I can. I have tons of extra days. I just like to spread them out.
They don't carry over. I don't think they start over in the new year.
So I have that going for me. That was pretty cool. And you guys are all butthurt about it. And just wanted to throw it out there saying, Porkchop, maybe next time don't, you know, share a story like that.
Yeah, you're a spillover pushover. And if I won any of that $100, I would not have shared it with you.
Oh, of course you wouldn't. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knew how awesome the Christmas party was.
Coming up in the garbage, Americans were polled on what they think of the Kevin Hart scandal, and I have the results. Plus, this female rapper is suing a reporter, and you won't believe what someone wants to name after Oprah.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Americans are straight up divided on whether Kevin Hart should have apologized for his homophobic tweets in order to host the Oscars. A poll found that 36% said the Academy was right to ask the comic to apologize for past homophobic tweets or step down, and 34% said that it was wrong. Here's Nick Cannon pointing out the hypocrisy of Hollywood for dropping Kevin Hart as host.
You know, I like to point out selective outrage and hypocrisy, and it was just showing how we all grow. And even more than that, it was more like, I was like, wow, we can invite Mel Gibson to the Oscars, but Kevin can't come. You know, like.
Nicki Minaj is threatening to sue Daily Mail reporter Jesse Palmer after news broke that her new boyfriend is a convicted rapist of a child who also served time for manslaughter. Palmer extensively covered the allegations against Nicki Minaj's boyfriend, Kenneth Petty, on the Daily Mail TV program. And also, she posted on Instagram, "You better have a good lawyer. You just lied on me on national TV, and now you're being sued. You better be able to back up what you just said about me with facts." Yeah, the facts have been established. You can literally look up court documents, Nicki. That's not... I don't think this is going to go well for her. A councilwoman is proposing in Nashville that their international airport be renamed in honor of Oprah Winfrey. Sharon Hurt said one of her constituents, I couldn't talk for a second. Sharon Hurt said that one of her constituents suggested the idea, and she thought it was something about that was worth considering. She presented it to Mayor David Briley in the Nashville Airport Authority, and she said that her plan is to call the airport the Oprah G. Winfrey International Airport. She and her plan, Oprah's Oprah. She's one of the most influential people in the world. Oprah isn't from Nashville, but she did graduate from East High School there and Tennessee State University. She got her start in television in the Music City, and the Nashville Airport Authority Board would have the final say on the name change, so they are planning on having like a board meeting soon, so I guess we'll find out if their airport name is going to change.
I feel like they name it after like a country artist, like Garth Brooks International Airport or something.
Well, I guess typically the Nashville Airport Authority Board that does have the final say says that individuals typically have to be honored only if they've been dead for at least 2 years, so unless Oprah dies soon, I don't think they're going to agree.
Don't you say that.
I know, now don't put it out there. Hopefully that does not happen, but or maybe they'll just change their rules. But typically they say a celebrity has to be, passed away mm-hmm. for at least 2 years for them to name a part of the airport after them, or the whole airport, I guess, in this case. And Nicole Kidman joked about her daughter not wanting one of her mom's Emmy Awards.
Actually, I offered when I won the Emmy for Big Little Lies. I won one for producing and one for acting, which was an incredible thing to happen. I was like, okay, I can put one on your shelf Sunday and one on your shelf, Eighth, and they're yours. And Sunday didn't want it.
She did it.
No, she's like, I want to earn my own.
I like that.
Coming up in less than an hour, Ariana Grande may be back with an ex.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show. Is this a reasonable request here? I mean, ladies, do you expect your man to do this with you? Alex is calling out the Egyptian for this one. We'll hear what she's got her gripes about next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can call in 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Wow, Alex. So are you calling out the Egyptian because he won't do this? Or what exactly is your gripe this morning?
Well, first of all, I'm calling out all my girls. Where are my girls at? If you are a female in a relationship, I need you to be ready to call us. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. Because I am dealing with this, and I have straight up told him, you are so unrealistic. You will never be in a relationship where you're going to be able to get away with this. So for the past several months, he has just straight up refused to do any type of date or holiday-themed activity with me. And I am on my last leg with it.
What are these activities exactly?
Well, in the summer, at the end of summer, I really wanted to go to the state fair. He refused, which is huge. I love the state fair. I think it's so fun to go, and it's such a big production and everything. So that would be like such a fun date for me to do. And I begged him. I even got free parking, free tickets, everything. He refused. He said, no, I don't want to do it. So
just
I was like,
fine, whatever.
Because
he didn't want it, or did he give a reason why?
Because he didn't want to.
Okay.
So he refused to go. So I was like, fine, whatever. In September, I really wanted to go to an apple orchard. He said, no, I don't like doing that. So we didn't go. I wanted to go pumpkin picking at the beginning of October. He said, no. I wanted to go to a Halloween haunted house in October. He said, no. And then we went on vacation to Cabo in November. There were some things I wanted to do on that trip. He said no. And now we're at Christmas time, and I want to do all the Christmas-themed activities. I want to go drive around and look at Christmas lights, which is the only thing that he's kind of said, okay, yeah, maybe we can try to do that, which I'm like, okay, at least I got that one thing. But I really want to go ice skating, and his compromise, which I'm saying in quotes, is he'll go with me ice skating, but he's going to just stand on the side, and I can ice skate by myself. He won't ice skate with me, and I asked him why, and he said, well, because I'll get hurt, and I don't know how to ice skate. And I was like, well, I can teach you. I think it's a cute date when one person in the relationship doesn't know how to do something for the other person that does know to, like, teach them. It's like a fun activity to do together. You're learning together. You're growing. You're challenging each other. And he just won't do it. So Saturday, we are going to an ice skating place with some friends of ours, and he straight up said he's going to be sitting on the sidelines as I skate with my friends.
Why do you want your boyfriend to get hurt if he doesn't know how to ice skate?
He's not going to get hurt. He's being a baby about it.
Not true. I broke my leg ice skating. Could you imagine if he breaks his leg?
Well, that's what he says. He says, I can break my leg.
He could.
I think he's being ridiculous. But I told him, I said, you are never going to find a girl that will date you that will just say, sure, you can do nothing with me. Girls like to do holiday-themed activities and dates.
You know what's crazy? I love to do things like that too, holiday themed stuff.
Decorating.
Yes, yes. But here's the thing. My significant other Chase, I don't know if it's he doesn't want to do it, but we never do it. So I want to do all those fun things too, Alex.
See, so here's what we're going to do. And I out. Is this fair for us to expect them to go? Because you know what he said? He said, no, you need to compromise with me by saying it's okay that I can stand on the sidelines as you ice skate.
I think feelings. You should compromise on the ice skating. Now, the other stuff, I don't understand why he wouldn't want to go to the pumpkin patch or
like
the
it,
apple orchard.
Unless, most guys don't like doing
unless,
it.
Unless, Alex, because this is why I fear he may not want to, because I've seen you guys in action before, the pumpkin picking turns into...
Yeah, it is pictures. It is absolutely pictures. But again, that's
he shouldn't
every
have
female.
To go do that, though. That,
but it's
that's
every
for other girls to go do.
But see, in my opinion, guys do need to have to. You have to suck it up, and you have to go to the stupid pumpkin patch or apple orchard, you know, picking or ice skating or cookie decorating at Christmas. Like, guys should do that stuff because it makes girls happy. And if you're married, happy wife, happy life. It's all we ask for. I just want you to put on Christmas pajamas with me and drive around and look at lights. It's not that hard.
I think you got to put your foot down somewhere. I can meet you in the middle with this one. Let's talk to Julie. Julie, you say that he's got to get his stuff together. What do you want to say?
First of all, I wanted to say that I listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, we love you, Julie. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Anyway, Alex, you need to find somebody that is going to, like, do these things with you no matter what. Like, you shouldn't have to ask him to do these things. Like, I've been in a relationship for 7 years, and my boyfriend is in medical school, so he doesn't really have the time to go and do a lot of these things with me. But when he does have the time, we do go and do fun activities. Like, we go to the pumpkin patch, and we're going to go pick out a Christmas tree. And we went to the fair this year.
Yes,
and
I would love to go to a Christmas tree farm with him. But see, so you think he should come to me and say, hey, we're going to go to the Christmas tree farm on a date this weekend. You think he should be the one to say that?
Definitely, since you expect it. Like, he should know by now that this is, like, something that you want to do and something that you are passionate about doing as, like, a couple. But the fact that he doesn't want to do it is kind of like a red flag.
Yeah, but a lot of guys don't want to do stuff. Like, I love my wife, Lindsay, but all the stuff she wants me to do, I'm like, oh,
so
God.
Every single thing you say no, though, or you end up giving and doing it because you know it makes her happy? Like, I know she had you guys carve pumpkins and stuff.
I like doing that. And you know what, Alex? As cheesy as it is what you said and everybody says, happy wife, happy life. Like, when I give in and do these things, which I just genuinely do not want to do, yeah, it makes her happy.
Well,
she's never still mad about it.
Julie just said it's a red flag, like basically said you should break up with him and find somebody that'll do that stuff with you. You think this is breakup status?
I mean, if you, I don't know how you feel.
It hurts my feelings.
If you genuinely, Alex, feel unhappy, and like, I don't think those are unrealistic things to ask somebody
to
do.
That's what I said. That is verbatim what I said.
Out of all the things you like to do and want, I don't think it's crazy. My only thing is to be devil's advocate. Yeah, if I was your boyfriend, would not want to go with you if all I did is did a photo shoot for Instagram.
Well, you're experiencing it, and then you do the photo shoot.
I would not want to do that.
You do the photo shoot for Instagram after you
experience
it.
So there will be a photo shoot.
There's always a photo
shoot. Okay, I just want to make sure we got that out there. Vanessa, you think maybe he's just a homebody?
Yeah, I tried dating this guy, and he, like, wouldn't even go to the mall, but he'd go work out. And so I was like, I just can't.
Wow, so you dumped him too?
Yeah, and my boyfriend now, like, does anything and everything. Like, he's not a religious person, and Easter, like, he went all out for my family.
Ooh, see, we've already established, we established last week that I already have no family for Christmas. I'm scared. I can't dump him right before the holidays, and I have no boyfriend either. Then I'd be totally alone.
So you're going to keep him, like, through Valentine's Day and then call it off?
It's terrible.
Is that a bad idea?
No, I wasn't even thinking about breaking up till now. We've had two callers in a row say this is dump status.
I think maybe he'll, like, if he hears you and you express your concern and like, warn him, like, hey, this is breakup status for me, or it's, like, right there for me, he might pay attention and might, you know, at least do one thing that you like.
All right. Thanks, Vanessa. Hey, let's get more calls because a bunch of people are calling in, and we're getting a lot of tweets, too. I want to get to just in a few seconds. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I'm surprised nobody is defending the Egyptian or guys almost like me that are like, do I have to do that? I'm surprised nobody's defending that. Are there any guys out there that know what they're talking about here? We'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
You can also join in the conversation. Where do we have this? On our Twitter, Alex? Anywhere else?
Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. You can also DM us on Instagram like Tracy did, at Joe and Alex Show. She said, Alex, if he really liked you, he would go. You would go do something for him that you weren't very fond of. Get you a guy who does stuff with you because he wants to see you happy.
Alex is talking about her boyfriend, the Egyptian. I guess this has been going on for a bit where he doesn't want to do fun, cute activities like go to an Apple Orchard or
girly
go to,
dates.
You know, yeah, stuff that guys are like, pass.
Haunted houses for Halloween, Christmas tree farms.
And now he's going to go with you ice skating this weekend, but he's not actually going to ice skate because he's afraid he'll get hurt. And you're like, it does me no good if you're just there standing on the side. I actually want to teach you. Then we got a tweet in at Joe and Alex Show. Wow, a lot of people against the Egyptian this morning. Oh, wow.
What?
Somebody says that this, like this example of him not wanting to go out and do these activities and they're kind of seasonal things, this kind of makes them question if he even is like good potential down the road, like husband and father material.
Father material? Ooh, man, that's got to hurt.
That's a bit of a jump. I don't agree with that.
That's
if
hard.
He couldn't be a good father.
But they have they do have a good point of when you are a dad, your kids want to do silly, you know, activities, go see kids movies and do all these things that you do not want to do. Birthday parties, all those different types of things that you have to do because you're a dad. But the thing is that he's really good with kids, and he's even in the new year about to start being a big brother for
nice.
Big brothers, big sisters.
Way to go.
He is so good with kids. So it's hard. That's why, I don't know. Everybody is saying like I should break up with him because of this.
I mean, if it really bothers you, maybe, but I don't think you should end a relationship if it's otherwise going well. It's something you have to work through and make him really understand how much this means to you.
Because I was so upset about this because it's been happening for months and months and months. Every single activity I've wanted to do, he said no. That by the time I asked him if we could go ice skating together and he said no, I burst into tears.
Oh, wow.
And I told him to leave my apartment. I was so upset. I said, you know what, just go. And he said, you're crying right now because I won't go ice skating with you. You're being a baby. And I said, it is not. I said, it's not about the ice skating. I mean, it is, but it isn't. It's about the whole picture of every single thing I want to do. You say no, and it makes me feel like I'm not important or like, you know, things that are important or matter to me or things that make me feel special are not a priority for you. And so then I just don't feel special.
Audrey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and you've just heard all this. What do you think?
Good morning. I just can't even with this. Like, I feel Alex is making this out to be a lot more dramatic than it really is, because each person is their own individual person, and I feel like she's always talking about how she's going on trips with the Egyptian, and that I definitely don't think that she should break up with him about it, because they seem to have, like you said, Joe, they seem to have, like, a pretty good relationship, and I just think that there's sometimes that people just don't want to do every single thing together. Like, I don't want to watch football with my husband, but I do. But I feel like, for the most part, he does compromise with her a lot.
What is he? Heard him compromise on? Because I just gave you, like, 6 months since August of him saying no to every single date idea I had.
Is it every date? Because it sounds like the ice skating thing is that you're going with your friends. So, like, when he's taking you to trips.
They're couple friends.
Yeah. But I literally just went ice skating for the first time this weekend, and I fell, and I totally see his fear of, like, breaking something. So if it was something, like, it is very dangerous to ice skate, so I totally get that part of it, and at least he's willing to compromise and go with you.
Gotcha. Taylor says, you guys don't have the same view on love, and he won't do the things that you want if it makes you happy. Hashtag thank you next.
Oh, wow.
And another girl said, if he isn't willing to do the small things like go to a pumpkin patch or Christmas tree farm, will he be willing to do the big things for your relationship? Dump him.
Wait, but you're okay. Has he done the big things so far in your relationship? Whatever those might be. Okay, well, then that statement's false there. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't think you should jump to conclusions. If this is like a month in, yeah, see you later. John, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You've heard this. What do you think?
To be honest, I think maybe if you take out the whole photo shoot, maybe he'll actually want to do it. Because I'm listening to this, and I'd probably tell my girlfriend, though, if she had an Instagram and wanted to go do a whole photo shoot, of everything we did.
It's not, Joe's being, he's over-exaggerating.
I'm simply asking because I just get a picture.
It's not a photo shoot with like a professional
But
person.
I've seen you, and it might be one photo posted, but there's half the memory on a phone used up taking these pictures.
And I mean,
okay,
just last night at our
girl.
At our Christmas party,
how
you had to get the right
take?
Lighting. You had
and
to,
it looked good, did it not?
I mean,
yes,
it did.
But we missed half our Christmas party.
Okay, well, here's the thing. One, most girls want that. Most girls want to take like 50 pics real quick to get a good one to post, okay? That's one. Two, I am a public figure, and he knew before he dated me that Instagram and Twitter and social media and all that is important to me. It's part of my job. I have to have a presence, and a good-looking one, on social media. It's part of my brand off the air. I can't help that. If I don't ever post it on social media, guess what? My stock goes down a little bit for this show.
I don't think it has to be perfect. Morgan, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
Oh, I've been married like a few years now, and my husband and I have compromised on a lot of stuff, so he goes with me. He's not always the happiest,
okay,
but he still does it. But his grandfather, I still remember one time, like, his grandmother was like, we need to go do this, this, and this. And he said, you have no idea the lengths I will go to get you to stop complaining.
Oh, man. I wish that's what the Egyptian would say, because I am a whiner.
Is there any link possible to go to for that to happen?
Yeah, do what I want.
Morgan, thank you for calling in. Sarah's on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say, Sarah?
I agree with, I believe it was Audrey, and I think everyone's being very dramatic, saying you need to break up. Did he ever do these things when he was younger with his family? You know,
I don't think he did very much.
Well, there you go.
But I wonder if that's a cultural thing because, you know, all these types of things are more American type things, like going to apple orchards and all that kind of stuff. I don't know that his family really does that sort of like holiday themey stuff. I mean, because they're Egyptian. So the way that they celebrate holidays is a little bit different.
Yeah. And it seems like his idea of dates when he like took you on a helicopter when you went to New York and stuff like that,
which was amazing.
Yeah, you should be paying attention more to what he does do instead of what he's not doing, because he just might not be comfortable. He might not be used to it. Like you said, it might be a cultural thing, but I think you're being dramatic.
Okay, fair enough.
If I took my wife on a helicopter, first of all, the thing didn't crash from my weight of it.
Oh, my God. If I was taken on a helicopter, he'd be getting laid every night.
But see, the helicopter.
Oh, Sarah, that's awesome.
So for those that are new to the show, my boyfriend did surprise me with a trip to New York, and we did a helicopter ride over the city and like several Broadway shows and all that. It was the best trip ever. And it was amazing, and I thanked him profusely for all of that. But that type of stuff, the special cute dates like that are centered around me, stopped after that.
Because he can't afford them anymore. Robin, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to comment on this. My husband was the same way. I would come up with cute little dates like that, and he never wanted to go. And about 2 years into our marriage, he cheated on me.
Ooh.
And the new girl wanted to do those kinds of dates, and he had no problem going with her.
You think he's cheating?
I don't know, sweetie, but I would have a serious conversation with him, because my husband said it was because he lost interest in me. So it might not be that he's cheating, but maybe he's not as interested in the relationship as you are. And that's why he doesn't want to do the little things with you.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
Yeah.
You know, Alex?
What?
I have an idea.
I don't like this.
No.
This conversation now has given me the nervous poops.
This is going to make you...
Oh, they're back again. Okay.
This is going to make you feel so much better. So what? Since my significant other like won't do these things with me and the Egyptian won't do those things with you, why don't we go do them together? Let's go ice skating.
Yay. Bring my wife Lindsay too, okay?
You can come.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, Joe's Journey Challenge. Producer Porkchop's going to face the box of shame.
Box of shame.
Oh, we're going to go live with this one. Be ready. It's coming up in about 3 minutes. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and it is time for Joe's Journey. We're about to get to Joe's Journey Challenge in just 1 second because producer Porkchop will face the box of shame today.
Box of shame.
But let's actually talk about some good stuff, and that's me working out 4 days this week and losing 2.5 pounds. I'm down to 384. That's 20.4 pounds lost so far on Joe's Journey. So whoop, whoop, good for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can follow us, Joe and Alex Show, on Instagram to see all this. All right, Porkchop, Alex has a wonderful box, by the way. If you've not seen it, it's on our Instagram story, at Joe and Alex Show. Spent hours decorating the box of shame. You need to reach your unworking hand in there and pick out something that you could do. There's so many options. There's the baby bird where we eat something, then you have to let us feed it to you like a mama bird. You might have to go outside in your underwear.
All right, I got one.
Okay.
I don't want to read it. Do I have to read it?
I can read it to you.
Okay. No.
Hand it over.
Yeah, fine.
Hand it over. Hand it over.
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Producer Porkchop.
No, please don't shave my beard.
Shave their beard.
No! You're literally kidding.
Or if it was Liv, don't shave your armpits for a week.
You're kidding? Is that what it is? No.
Shave their beard. I have it right in front of me. It is right in front of me.
Oh my gosh. Actually, I think you look so much better without a beard. I'm very excited.
This is... No.
Do we have the
clippers?
Of course. Yeah, I brought them, but...
All right. Plug them in. Make sure they're charged. And are we going to go live on something in about 2 minutes? What are we going to go live on? Instagram or Facebook?
Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show.
All right, get ready. Producer Porkchop.
I'm going to look like a naked mole rat.
I can't wait to see what happens to your face. We're going to go live on Instagram. Follow us right now, at Joe and Alex Show.
Time for the box of shame.
Shame.
This is literally so dumb. I had a rough week. I had a car accident. That's why I couldn't work out. We had our big Christmas concert Sunday night. That's why I couldn't work out.
Oh, you poor know, baby pork job.
It's been years since I haven't had a mustache or a beard. Actually, the mustache is kind of new within the last year. And I like it.
Is your boyfriend going to like you beardless?
He does not like me beardless. He likes me with the beard.
What? Is he going to think after this? Hey, we're live on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, so you can see the box of shame go down right now.
Dude, I'm going to have to change my Bitmoji because he's got the stubble hair.
Oh, stop it. You are so dramatic.
Seriously, it's been years. I don't remember the last time that I haven't had a beard and mustache.
All right, where are the trimmers at? Let's do this right now. I'm tired of wasting time. All right.
Really?
Turn them on. I want to hear how they sound.
Oh, it's quieter than our little sound effect. Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
Really?
Tingly.
All right.
Let's you ready?
Go. I guess
do you
so.
Need shaving cream or
take
something?
Take your shirt off.
Oh, I don't have shaving cream.
You don't need it for those trimmers. Take your shirt off.
Your beard isn't too crazy long.
I think people on Instagram Live want to see you with a no shirt on.
No, I'll take this shirt off. I'm not taking all my shirts off.
Oh, it's cold in here.
At Joe and Alex Show on Instagram Live right now.
It's about to buzz off the table. All right.
I'm going to walk over there, too, so I can help trim you. No swearing, guys.
All right. Here we go. Bye.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. I'm so excited. I really wish Joe would have gotten this, though. But Joe did correct. See, we're doing this Joe's Journey Challenge.
Give me it. You are
where they have to
forever.
Work out a certain
here,
amount of
camera,
times a week. But Porkchop didn't do it. So that's his punishment, is shaving his beard off. Oh, yeah. Aww. Here we go. Goodbye, Porkchop beard. Here it goes. Oh, look at all that baby smooth skin under there. He's going to look like a newborn baby.
Not the soul patch.
Oh, everybody's saying, don't cut it. Peach fuzz.
Look right there. How's that look right now? Let's see what you got. I think we leave it just like that.
Yeah, right.
It's getting good.
We're done.
No, you have to shave all of it
off.
I'm
going to look like...
Adam says, I'm loving these punishments. Father First says he looks depressed. Oh. He is depressed.
I feel like I'm shaving his skin off with that razor. That is the worst razor I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, do you need one of these? Is this what I should get you for Christmas?
I have an actual razor.
Well, you don't have shaving cream, though, and a razor on dry skin gives me the chills.
Yeah, me too. Oh, my God. This is like, ugh.
This is
you look so,
dumb.
Young without a beard.
What do I look like
oh,
already?
Oh, you look better. You don't look like a 40-year-old pedophile.
That's mean.
Now, if I shave, I do look like a pedophile. That's why I keep a beard. I just look like
no,
a criminal.
Joe,
yes,
Joe
I
would
do.
Look so much better and thinner without a beard.
Oh, man, this is great. All right, you can see this. We're live on Instagram. Look at his baby face. I can see
really?
His little baby. It's like a little baby butt cheek over there.
Olivia says he looks like he's 15. Holly says looks like he's being tortured.
I don't even want to know.
Jen says
looking.
Already looks so much better. Casey says I'm glad Joe really? Didn't have to shave his beard. I love Joe's beard.
You know what somebody suggested, too, on our Instagram story? I don't know if we would do this. They said somebody should do something where if Liv loses, you should shave Joe's back and give her a beard with his back hair.
Oh, gross.
That would be funny.
That's
I'd be willing
one,
to do
though.
That.
Hold on. I'm going to look at myself. This is my first time. Ew.
You're looking good.
I look more my stereotype now.
I think you look cute.
Oh, all right. We're going to keep this thing going on our Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. We'll let him finish up right there. But this is what happens when you don't work out four times a week.
That's right. Car wrecks don't count. It's not an excuse.
And by the way, we had to figure this out. Liv the Web Girl is out sick today. So she says.
Yeah, she only. Wait a minute. How many.
She only worked out 3 days this week.
And then she was sick today?
Yeah, she didn't work out yesterday.
Oh my goodness.
You think she's faking sick so she didn't have to do the punishment?
I think so. So
I have to pick her punishment.
I think she has to do a punishment next week too. So this is the greatest thing ever. Me, the one that you guys all thought would have his beard shaved by now and be naked out in the streets. I got a beard and I haven't done anything. God, dude, finish up. You look really bad over there.
Spooky says now you look like Liv.
Yay! Wow. A lot of people think you're looking good, pork chop, after
I love the no beard pork chop.
Got rid of that beard of yours on our Instagram live at Joe and Alex Show if you want to go back and see that. He does look weird, though. And he's kind of got like a little bit of a sideburn right now. Sideburns, you look like a really pissed off guy now.
I like it. I'm glad that we put that in the box of shame.
Oh, my gosh. You can go there and give Producer Pork Chop a follow. He's got no followers. It's Producer Pork Chop. Give me a follow, too, because I have none compared to Alex.
Oh, my gosh.
You can follow us all, Joe and Alex Show, on Instagram. So we've got the 12 dots of Christmas we're doing. We're hooking you up with an Amazon Echo Dot every morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. And right now would be a perfect time to do that. Let's get somebody on the phone to play a little game. Shelby, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think of Pork Chop losing the little facial hair there? Did you see that on our Instagram live?
I think he looks good.
I do, too.
Yeah, not what his boyfriend just said in the DM.
My goal is to get all the men on the show to shave their beards.
Hey, if my goal is to get all the women on the show to get their mustaches waxed. So
I do that already.
If we can compromise, then I'm cool with that. All right, let's get into it. I'm going to play a little game this morning. Tell us the Christmas movie. I'm going to kind of give you a description of the movie, and then you just tell us what it is. If you can get 3 out of 5 right, you will win, okay?
Sounds fair enough.
And I'm going to give an example to make sure we all understand. Alex, you can try to guess this one.
Okay.
This movie, it's up to Santa's most famous reindeer to save the day when an evil queen conjures up a storm on Christmas.
Rudolph.
Full title, please.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I would have taken either. Thank you. Yeah, see? So I think it's kind of simple. Here we go. Here's your chance, Shelby. 3 out of 5 right, and you will win the Amazon Echo Dot.
All right.
8-year-old Kevin McAllister acts out the night before a family trip to Paris. His mom makes him sleep in the attic. Go up there and sleep, she says. After the family mistakenly leaves for the airport without Kevin, he wakes up to an empty home and assumes that his family didn't want anything to do with him. He had a dream, you know, that he didn't want to have a family, and it came true. But then he realized he had to defend his house because 2 con men were coming in to take everything for Christmas. What movie's that?
Home Alone.
That's
Boom.
Right.
Boom. By the way, if you know it, interrupt me, because these are kind of long. Here we go. Next
okay.
one. Next movie. Buddy was accidentally transported to the North Pole as a toddler.
Oh.
Dang.
That's right.
Look at you. Good movie, by the way.
How many does she have to get in a row?
3 out of 5.
Oh, so she's real close.
Yep, this beloved holiday movie follows youngster Ralphie Parker, who spends most of his life dodging, most of the time dodging.
Christmas Story.
Dang!
Wow, good job. It's the 12 dots of Christmas my Joseph gave to me.
One Amazon Echo. And somebody's surveilling your stuff.
There you go.
Dang, okay. I feel like I can trip up Porkchop on this one. Let's see if I can get anybody else in the room. You won, by the way. Congratulations. Going out to Shelby. What about this? Pork Chop, a discarded magic top hat brings to life the snowman that a group of children made.
Willy Wonka?
Wow, I can't believe he was that wrong. You think this Christmas movie would be Willy Wonka?
Well, I don't know.
Say it again.
Is there more?
A discarded magic top hat brings to life the snowman.
Scrooge.
Are you? I can't tell.
Frost, is it Jack Frost, Frosty the Snowman?
Which one are you guessing?
Jack Frost.
Frosty the Snowman. These are Christmas movies.
I know.
Scrooge is a Christmas movie.
Where's our snowman in Scrooge?
Oh, I don't know. The Grinch?
That's the first line I gave you.
I don't know. What is it?
It's the Frosty the Snowman movie.
I've never seen it. I mean, I know he wears a top hat.
Excuse me. You don't know the song?
Frosty the Snowman had a very little hat.
Okay. Shelby won. Congratulations,
yeah, Shelby.
Shelby,
thank God we have you, because without you, we have nothing. Hang on the line. We will set you over that Amazon Echo Dot. We're doing them all this week at 8, 7 Central here on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, coming up next, what we're into. We'll share things that we're into. It could be food, movie, TV, whatever. You can also let us know what you're into by tweeting us at Joe and Alex Show or calling in and sharing 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. I'm into it. I like it. I like it. I like it. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so. You can let us know what you're into. We'd love to hear from you. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. You can also tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. For me this week, Alex, it's something you recommended, and that combined with 100 other things, I think, is finally helped me get my voice back because I was losing it bad on Friday. And it's something called Throat Coat.
Really?
I thought it was like a special spray, but it's just a tea.
Yeah.
Do you like it? I do. It's an interesting tea. It actually has got a decent flavor here. Let me see if I'm reading the packet right now. It's a traditional medicinals. I don't know, whatever it
medicinal.
Is. Medicinal. There we go. There's no marijuana in it, though. But it says it supports throat health, natural caffeine-free herbal tea. It's an herbal supplement, and it's really good. All I got to do is like put in like 8 ounces of hot water, and I think it tastes actually really good, too. So you might have turned me back into teabagging, so I'm excited about seeing how this goes. But Throat Coat, I would recommend it. You got a little scratchy thing going on?
Yeah.
I know I still sound like butt, but man, I was terrible last week. So
yeah,
this
I told Joe about it because it's actually a radio secret. A lot of people that do voiceover work in radio buy Throat Coat tea, which you can get anywhere.
I think at like a Walgreens or something. Yeah, any
Walgreens,
store.
CVS, Kroger, Walmart, Meijer, anywhere. Wally World, whatever.
Love Wally
World. All of them have Throat Coat tea, so that's a good one. And every single one of these things that we recommend goes up on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show, so you can conveniently swipe up and shop them if you want to. And by the way, keep in mind, call us right now, 833-JOE-ALEX, if you have something we should know about that you're into this week.
What are you into, Alex?
I am loving this Instagram page called The Home Edit, at The Home Edit. And I am addicted to this because it is these two chicks from Nashville, Tennessee, that do home organization, but it's like they color code everything in rainbow also. So these are the most amazingly organized, like, refrigerators.
Oh my God.
And pantries.
It's like art.
It's, oh my gosh, it's totally art. It's addicting to look at. It makes you feel good.
I'm on there right now. Wow.
Yeah, do you see these like crazy pantries and stuff like that? Like, if you watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians and you have seen Khloe Kardashian's amazing pantry, everybody talks about it, how crazy organized it is. This Instagram page will give you the feels. It's
I need my wife to go follow this page, because maybe this will, because this right now, like, is turning me on. It's so organized.
At The Home Edit. You have to give them a follow. I just love following them. Now, I am the least organized person on the planet, so I'm not actually going through with organizing my own house.
But
I'm
you
just,
like looking at
I
it?
I just like looking at it. Producer Porkchop, what are you into this week?
So there's these, I think I've talked about them before, but not for the what we're into. They're these Oreo cookies that are covered in like white chocolate, and they only come out around Christmas time. So, oh, and one time Liv talked about some sort of meat on the air, and some lady came in and brought a bunch of meat. So, I mean, I'm saying if you, you know.
When did we get meat brought in?
Yeah, you were on vacation. Here. I don't even remember that.
What kind of meat was it?
I don't know. She was talking about some sort of spam or something, some sort of meat.
Oh,
I don't know.
I've never been brought any food gifts. I want some food.
I'll take some macaroni and cheese right now. I'm into that if we can get some.
No. I want gumbo.
Oreo. With white chocolate covering.
Oh, neat. Yeah, that sounds really good. I love when people make homemade. It's like white chocolate covering, a Ritz cracker, and peanut butter, something like that, and an Oreo or something. They always do that. It's like dipped in white chocolate. That always reminds me of that Christmas meal. 833-JOE-ALEX, or you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. That is what we're into this week, and you can conveniently shop all of these on our Instagram page right now at Joe and Alex Show. Coming up in the garbage, Cardi B has more legal drama, Ariana Grande may be back with an ex, and this basketball star doesn't believe we ever went to the moon.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B now has a date with attorneys for her ex-manager that she's suing for $15 million. Cardi's been ordered to sit for a deposition on March 12th. She'll be testifying about her legal battle with her ex-manager, Shaft. He sued her in April, Shaft, claiming that he made her the star that she is, but she cut him off financially. He sued her for $10 million, and Cardi did not take that quietly. She fired back with the countersuit for $15 million, claiming that he overstepped the bounds of a manager. She said that he tried to control every aspect of her professional life and also her relationship with Offset. By the way, speaking of Cardi B, James Corden announced that she's going to join him for carpool karaoke.
Oh my God.
Monday, December 17th. This is everything I've ever wanted. He revealed the news on his Instagram last night. It's going to be the first time Cardi B is going to appear on Carpool Karaoke. The Late Late Show airs at 11:35 p.m. Eastern Time on CBS Monday, December 17th. Ariana Grande wants to set the record straight about her current relationship with ex-boyfriend Ricky Alvarez. She squashed rumors that she's rekindling an old flame with him on Instagram. She complimented on one of his Instagram posts, saying that the colors of his sweater with the background in the picture were sick. And naturally, fans started to read into that social media love. So she then responded to all the comments by saying, "We're friends. Everyone take a big old breather." NASA wants Golden State Warriors All-Star guard Steph Curry to come and check out moon rocks after he said he didn't believe in the moon landing. Curry appeared on the Winging It podcast this week and said that he didn't believe that NASA landed on the moon in 1969. NASA has since offered the former NBA MVP a tour of its main facilities to show him historic rocks from the moon to prove it. No word on if Steph Curry is going to accept their offer or not, but he should.
Yeah, I would go there even. I would see, I'm going to start saying stuff. If I was famous, like, "Oh, I don't believe this, I don't believe that." So they just give me the experience.
They can just let us go. I don't believe in Chick-fil-A. FYI.
Yeah, I don't think it's real.
It's not real. It doesn't exist. Prove me wrong.
Yeah, I think I don't even know what waffle fries are. Prove it.
Jason Mraz serenaded a Kansas high school senior who was hospitalized in St. Louis while awaiting a second double lung transplant. The Grammy Award winner stopped by the bedside of 18-year-old Madison Taliaferro on Sunday while he was in Missouri for a concert. He performed his hit songs "I'm Yours" and "Have It All." Her mom, Desiree, shared videos on Facebook, and she wrote in a post that nurses seem to get Mraz to sing to her daughter because they know that she loves musicals and just enjoys singing. Here's a clip.
Well, here's to the hearts that you're gonna break. Here's to the lives that you're gonna change. Here's to the infinite possible ways to love you. I want you to have it. Here's to the good times we're gonna have. You don't need money, you got a free pass. Here's to the fact that I'd be sad.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, a heartbroken woman wants tech companies to change how they advertise to you. And you're probably like, "Well, what? What's going on?" But this is actually a really interesting story. We're going to read the letter that she posted online and then take your calls. The number is 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll talk to you next. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I hope you didn't put on makeup yet. Kind of a mascara alert. This might get a lot of people, men and women, tearing up this morning. And after we share this, we would love for you to call in and let us know what you think about this letter. 833-JOE-ALEX. Our number is 833-563-2539. A woman wrote a letter to tech companies, and this is what she said. She posted online. I know you knew I was pregnant. It's my fault. I just couldn't resist those Instagram hashtags. And she did hashtag 30 weeks pregnant, hashtag baby bump. And stupid me, I haven't clicked once or twice on the maternity wear ads Facebook served up to me. You surely saw my heartfelt thank you post to all my friends who came to my baby shower and the sister-in-law who flew in from Arizona for said shower, tagging me in her photos. You probably saw me Googling holiday dress maternity plaid and baby safe crib paint. And I bet... And I bet Amazon even told you my due date, January 24th, when I created an Amazon registry. But didn't you also see me Googling, is this Braxton Hicks and baby not moving? Did you not see the 3 days of silence? Uncommon for a high-frequency user like me. And the announcement with keywords like heartbroken and problem and stillborn. And the 200 teardrop emojis from my friends. Isn't that not something that you could track? You see, there are 26,000 stillbirths in the U.S. every year, and millions more among your worldwide users. And let me tell you what social media is like when you finally come home from the hospital with the emptiest arms in the world. After you spent days sobbing in bed and pick up your phone for a couple of minutes of distraction before the next, well, crushing moment. At the same time, it's when your baby would be alive. Little pee in the pod. Motherhood, maternity. Latched mama. I can't say that word. I was planning for the nursery. This mom, if you can't tell from this letter, was pregnant. She posted it online, and she was so excited. And then, of course, because everything's targeted ad-wise, started getting all these things like, hey, baby registry, this and that, and these are the items that would be perfect for a pregnant woman. And then she unfortunately had a miscarriage. She had a stillborn child, and she actually posted that online too. But the ads kept on coming and coming and coming, and I can't even imagine what that's like. I've had friends that have struggled to conceive, but I don't know many that at least publicly have told me that they've actually had miscarriages or stillborns. But I couldn't imagine what that's like to have those ads keep on coming your way day after day, especially because there has to be a way with the algorithms or different things that they know what you're posting. And she changed it up and started posting about the sadness and the things. But still, it's like, get your baby this, get your baby that.
Yeah, she has really imprinted on the hearts of so many people on social media, because this was an open letter to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and regarding those algorithms that Joe is talking about, basically saying she works for Washington Post. She's like a columnist or a writer. And so she was just saying, if you can track all of my happy emotions and target my ads to that, you should have been able to track when I lost my child and know that I'd lost my child and then ceased those types of ads. Do you agree with her? Do you think that Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram should be able to know our different ranges of emotions? And when we experience loss or lose a job or go through anything tragic and traumatic and heartbreaking in our lives over the course of our lives on social media, that they should tailor their ads to that? If they target ads towards other things like our searches and happiness, that they should automatically know, like, are they at fault? Should they have known better? 833 Joe Alex. If you've lost a child, you might have thoughts on that.
I'm wondering if somebody's had something similar to her where it's went from one thing to another, or just in general, maybe you lost somebody in your life and you had a targeted thing. 833 Joe Alex. That's 833-563-2539. What's up, pork chop?
You know what I was just thinking? And obviously this is, you know, absolutely terrible, and I feel so bad for this woman. But I guess I'm thinking maybe from a more technical standpoint, maybe the way she's getting these ads is just because the word baby. So if you're happy about a baby or sad about having a baby, maybe it doesn't know.
Well,
so
that's
the reason...
that's what she's pointing out, that they should be able to know that. Because I think you're right. I think it is just the word baby in general.
I mean, do people think that they deliberately still did this? Like, oh, well, she had a miscarriage. Let's keep on sending her crap.
No, but I think she's pointing out there's a problem here. If companies target ads, they need to know, understand moods and nuances and things like that. Like, if somebody was to go through a tragic loss, because like she's saying, all these people were commenting, you know, broken heart emojis and crying face emojis. And, you know, she's using words along with baby like heartbroken and stillborn. She's saying you guys should have known better than to target me with ads of cribs and things like that.
833 Joe Alex, also on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. We will talk to you next. You can call us, the Joe and Alex Show, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Also on social media, it's another way to be part of the show and connect, at Joe and Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram. Give us a follow there. Talking about this really heartbreaking letter that was written, posted to all kinds of social media by a woman that was pregnant and posted online and got all kinds of targeted advertising. And then she lost her child before it was born, had a miscarriage, and still got targeted like, hey, your baby would want this, your baby would want that. And she's like, look, if you can target me when I'm pregnant, how are you not targeting me after I've actually had the child? How, it just, it hurts. It's just talking about already a big hole. You're just digging it deeper that I've lost something like that. 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll start out with Stephanie. Hey, Stephanie. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Hey, guys. So my heart goes out with her. I feel so terrible. I can't even imagine. However, she is a wonderful writer. I work for a tech company. So basically what she's saying is they're not, like, being vindictive, and they can't, unfortunately, really track her emotion, even though it would be nice if they could, so they could, you know, cease those. But it's what happens if you're typing in even like shoes or, you know, hotels, you'll see on Facebook and Instagram, you'll start saying, oh, that's really weird. How did that pop up? It's like they know. And what the browsers do and a bunch of different sites, what they'll do is they'll put cookies on there, which is basically like you need to clear your cache on your browser, because they'll track what you look at. Those are basically called remarketing ads.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So if you do have that problem, that's all you got to do, and it'll hopefully go away.
Just clear your cookies. That's hard for Joe. But
no, I eat cookies all the time. There's never been a problem with clearing those.
I mean, same. Like, it's just you got to keep them coming. But there is also something that people do. Like, I do this for tracking flights.
Okay.
You can go into Google's incognito window, and then that way they can't track anything.
Oh.
Yeah.
So how do you personally feel, though, Stephanie, about the situation with her?
I am heartbroken for her. I've never had a child, but I've had many of my best friends who actually have had stillbirths, so I understand. One of them actually had twin stillbirths.
Oh, and
so,
gosh.
Yeah, so I completely understand. That's heartbreaking. And I know that, you know, anything that you see baby-related, anything that even remotely, like, triggers some kind of emotion or something that coincides with really anything that you're going on with in life, especially a baby, that's heartbreaking. And I feel so terrible for her, but I hope that she does see that she's reaching people with her words, and that she's, honestly, she's a warrior. I think it's great that she's speaking out, and I pray for her.
Thank you, Stephanie, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We appreciate and sharing your knowledge you got there. Sarah, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What are your thoughts here with this mom that, well, she would have been a mom. Sorry, I didn't even mean to say that. But she was pregnant. Then, unfortunately, she was getting all these targeted ads. And then her baby never was born. It was a miscarriage. And they kept on coming. And she's like, look, if you're going to target me for one thing, you should be able to stop that and realize I'm going through something.
Yeah, so Alex had mentioned something about how these social media sites track only, like, our good emotions. But, you know, I'm very forthcoming on social media. Like, I'm not one of those people that make my life look, you know, happy all the time. And they even track negative emotions, because when I was going through a tough time, I was constantly getting these ads about, like, on-the-phone counseling and things
that.
So, yeah. So, I mean.
So what do you think happened in this lady's case?
I don't know. I think it must have just been they were linking it to the word baby, but I think that they should definitely take into consideration her letter. I'm sure that there's something that they can do to kind of link the grief and stuff in some of her messages with the word baby and be like, hey, we should probably stop targeting her. Like, just because somebody mentions the word baby doesn't mean that they're
you know, having a baby. So I think they should definitely take a look at it.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it, Sarah. Do you guys have any idea then why, like, I opened up a browser that my wife had on there and some of the ads that were targeting her or something, like divorce lawyers?
Uh-oh.
Have you guys seen anything about that?
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next, we got your dummy of the day. It involves a guy named Chad. Aren't all Chads dummies?
Yes.
All right, we'll talk about Chad next.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, boy. Let's talk about Chad, shall we?
Is it a frat boy?
Could be. A little old frat boy. 33-year-old Chad Johnson of Northern Michigan has an old car that constantly breaks down on him. I've been there before. And last month, he was sick of it, and he went a little crazy. He was in a parking lot when he had the issues again, and that's when he pulled out a baseball bat and started beating the crap out of his car with it like he was in a Carrie Underwood Before He Cheats music video. I mean, this guy was going to town. Somebody saw it, and they called the cops. I mean, I would. Like, what's this guy going to do next? They showed up, and Chad was driving away, so obviously his vehicle must not have been that bad. But after they pulled him over, they realized, whoa, Chad, you're kind of drunk, bro. He also had an open container in his car. He had two previous DUIs on his record.
Uh-oh.
And he was driving on a suspended license. When they asked him why he bashed up his car, he said, you know what, man, I'm kind of angry right now. And I just felt like taking it out on the car.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, but because of his other drunk driving arrest, they arrested him and charged him as a habitual offender, which means he could be facing up to 5 years in jail.
Oh, come on, Chad.
Come on, Chad, you're better than that. That's your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. You can check it out at joeandalexshow.com. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And the number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Now, I know when I throw this question out, it's going to be like, well, duh, Joe. But I really want explanations. I want people to explain. And if there's any men listening right now, I want you to explain how you get involved in this too. I was at my wife Lindsay's company Christmas party yesterday and talking to all the women, and they're talking about how they love the Joe and Alex Show. They love Alex and they love Murder Monday, and it was really nice. It's really cool to get feedback from people. It was a good time. I enjoyed it. And then I was like, okay. I was like, can we quit talking about me? I feel like I'm a tool right now. I don't want to just talk about me and about my job. Plus, I'm sure Lindsay gets tired of hearing about it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
She's
well, we get it. You're
the radio guy.
I'm sure she does.
So one girl's like, okay, well, can we talk about what happened with my DVR? I'm like, sure. Cool. What happened? She's like, my DVR's full. I'm like, well, what's on there? She's like, Hallmark movies. This is my favorite time of year. And she told me she had 32. There's more days than that in December. Yeah. 32 Hallmark movies on her DVR that it's full. I'm like, why do you have that many Hallmark movies? She's like, they're just the best movies. I'm like, yeah, but they're all the same thing, are they not?
I think they are pretty similar. Okay, I'm not a Hallmark junkie addict.
Okay.
But I do like them. I don't love them, though. I haven't watched one yet this season. It's on my list of something I would like to sit down and do. I think there's something about Christmas Shoes that has Candace Cameron, something in it
that I want to watch. I want to buy these shoes.
Not that Christmas Shoes, I don't think. But, like, people do love Hallmark movies. When Calls the Heart Christmas, the movie A Royal Christmas. Like Christmas Under Wraps.
But they're all the, and this is the thing, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Can I just get an explanation here? If guys actually watch these two, but now it's like, the girl's like, well, you don't watch those as Lindsay? I'm like, no. They're like, oh, you're such a terrible guy. I'm like, what, your men watch these with you? They're like, yeah. I'm like, no.
My dad actually loves Hallmark movies. My mom doesn't.
What?
My dad is who DVRs them.
Kyle likes to watch them?
Yeah, he loves them.
Okay, because I want women to tell me why you love these movies, because they're all the same. They all pretty much have a girl that's from the small city. I mean, the country, small little town. She goes to the big city. Then she realizes she needs to find love and go back home.
Maybe it's just that storyline is like the secret formula for an amazing TV movie.
But to have a full DVR with 32 hours of the same stuff, it's insane.
Yeah, I couldn't watch that many.
I can't watch that much. I can't do it. Pork Chop, I feel like you would be a lifetime fanatic.
Actually, when I was young, younger. I love
Lifetime movies.
Yeah, I used to watch that stuff when I was younger, not now. Like, do you remember the TV show Seventh Heaven?
Yeah.
Is that like, that used to be on the Hallmark Channel, right?
No, that was ABC Family.
Oh, was it?
Which is now Freeform.
Well, it's same thing, right? That kind of feel good, like,
yeah.
You know, I used to love
But ABC Family, I feel like, well, Freeform especially, I feel like a lot of that is centered around teenagers.
Yeah.
Hallmark is the housewives.
All right, well, if there's any of those housewives listening right now and you're not taking care of your little ones, I just would love to understand this. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
What's the deal with Hallmark movies? I really don't understand why people have to watch the same thing over and over again. I'm trying to be brought into your world because my wife's coworkers at the Christmas party are like, you need to start watching Hallmark movies with your wife. No, thank you. I'll pass. Somebody commented on our Twitter named Mike. He said women, especially that watch these, are unsatisfied and have problems at home. That's why they to fantasize like it's an escape. Is that something that he might have a point?
Please.
All right, let's talk to Scott. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing well this morning. How are you? I'm
just trying to understand things. Scott, can you fill me in here? Can you clue me in?
Yes, they do have way more Hallmark movies than Days in December. And yes, they are very similar. Same storyline, different characters. And I believe the Candace movie was A Shoe Addict's Christmas.
Yes.
A Shoe Addict's Christmas. That would be my wife.
Yeah, that's the name of that one. But I do watch some with my wife to entertain her. But I think for her, it's just the nostalgia of Christmas and the idea of romance and the holidays and, you know, maybe it takes away from all the stress and craziness that we experience in the holidays.
I can hear the craziness behind you.
Yeah, what's going on there, Scott?
I have my twins at the Minute Clinic.
How old are they? Oh, my gosh, are they both sick?
One I brought yesterday with an ear infection, and I think the other one has one now. They trade off.
Oh, man, I hope they get better.
Oh, poor precious baby.
Well, Scott, thanks for being a good dad and for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, yeah. Not a problem.
What a good dad.
No kidding. Let's talk to Kylie on the Joe and Alex Show. You a big Hallmark movie fan?
Actually, my dad is.
How old's your dad?
He is 42 years old, and every single Christmas season, he begs all of the kids and my mom to watch Hallmark Christmas movies with him.
That's cute.
Oh, my gosh. And do you guys watch? You kind of like oblige your dad. You're like, okay, Dad, we'll do it.
Yeah, I'm actually a huge fan of them, too. Like, I know they have the same storyline, but I don't know. I like spending time with him and watching it with him as well.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, thanks for calling in, Kylie. We appreciate it.
Katie tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show. She says, people just love. That's why they like Hallmark movies.
All right. I'm not hating. It's just, man, I've already had my fill of Elf and everything else. Now I got to hear these little sappy things. And you want me to watch an hour or two movie about shoes and addiction?
That's right.
I already lived that life. My wife works for a shoe company. Jeez. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Man. I am still, like, tired. I've been raging, guys, for, like, a week straight. I don't know what I'm doing, but I had the Christmas party with my wife yesterday, our Christmas party last night. I think I'm going to use that free day off that I earned. So can you guys do the show tomorrow without me?
Sure.
No. Actually, tomorrow, though, will be a fun show. At 7:30, we'll have a brand new Ask Alex. Looking forward to that.
Yep, we're talking to Lucia?
I think it's Lucia. I always want to say Lucille, but
yeah,
I think it's Lucia.
I'm pretty sure it's Lucia. She wants to know if she should have to apologize to her nephew for something that he did.
Also, we're going to continue the 12 dots of Christmas and hook you up with a brand new, this isn't slightly used, this is brand new out of the box, Amazon Echo Dot. So a lot of cool stuff happening. If you missed anything on the show today, like producer Porkchop having to shave his beard off.
Yeah.
It's still not off all the way. We need to work on getting the rest of that off.
I can't go out in public like this.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can check out our social media for that stuff at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. And, of course, joeandalexshow.com. All right, Alex, producer Porkchop, myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.